number one in women's basketball, was in Iowa City last night as Notre Dame beat the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa hung in there for a while, but Notre Dame came up with the victory in the Big Ten ACC shootout. The men's ACC Big Ten shootout, and we say the ACC first because the ACC got a resounding victory.
Ended up being a washout, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Not a good night for the Big Ten as far as men's basketball last night. We can cover that as well. But, Mark, we start with news out of the Big Ten Conference. Dateline, Bloomington, Indiana. Over the last 1 hour, the news has broke that Kevin Wilson will be out as the football coach at Indiana. That's what the speculation is, because Indiana has sent out a release that said there will be a major announcement coming up, and it's not going to be Tom Crean that's going to be leaving, certainly, especially after a win over North Carolina last night. And sounds like this is going to get really, really ugly over in Bloomington.
Yeah, fairly fresh information coming out, although it has been out there for, like you said, about an hour, but apparently, off-the-field issues has led to Kevin Wilson's demise at Indiana. Some players, more and more, you know, we see this all the time. One player divulges some information, and then a couple others. You just saw a tweet, I think, or a story about an Indiana player, former Indiana player, who claims some physical abuse by Kevin Wilson. And we may not know everything that has happened here, but evidently significant enough for Kevin Wilson to lose his job. And, you know, I was one of those people who thought Wilson may be able to turn that program around a little bit, and it was an exciting offense by and large. But defensively, couldn't really get it done. Indiana's going to a bowl game for the second straight year. No great accomplishment at 6-6, I guess, but yeah, there's going to be some news tomorrow, and that's one of two news conferences tomorrow. Is that right?
That is right. Alan Lazard is going to be having a, I don't know if it'll be in a news conference or it's going to be just a Twitter tweet, if you will, but he's going to let everybody know his future next year. A lot of speculation, including Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register that covers the Iowa State Cyclones, that Lazard will be back in Ames for his senior season. But yeah, Kevin Wilson, this is off the field stuff. And as you can imagine, most everybody that has an opinion that is something to do with Kevin Wilson, who came to Indiana from Oklahoma. He was the offensive coordinator for Bobby Stoops down there. And you've got Indiana players. Came out yesterday, one of his players said that they are going to not seek to go to the National Football League. They're going to stop their career because they don't want to have a lingering head injuries. And now it's come out that some other people may have had to play while injured, and you're seeing Indiana players, a few former players at Oklahoma now come out and say, yeah, I could see this coming, made me play with an injury, tore my helmet off, spit on my jersey, things that, quite frankly, Mark, you could do in the 1940s and the 1950s, but you can't do in 2016.
Well, I didn't even know going back that. I guess Woody Hayes was after that, but Woody Hayes' antics with Charlie Bauman on the sidelines led to his firing. Kevin Wilson, 26-47 at Indiana. Didn't really distinguish himself.
No, but do you think they had it going in the right direction?
Yeah.
I mean, Bloomington is never going to be a football factory. Is that, do we agree on that?
I wouldn't say never. It has decent facilities, does it not? It's a basketball state.
It's a basketball state. It's a basketball school. Purdue is the same way. Basketball will always be the king. Yeah, it's a tough job. It's a tough job as far as the Power Five conferences are concerned. Bill Mallory won, but that was a different era at Indiana. So we'll see who they get in there, but it sounds like Kevin Wilson is going to be out. Your thoughts, 319-366-1600, the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. You can also reach us via the phone lines at 319-366-1600.
Or you can answer our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Which Big Ten football job is more appealing, Indiana or Purdue?
My buddy P.J. Fleck will not be coaching at one of those two institutions next year. Can I say that?
You can say anything. It's your show.
Well, it's your show as well, but P.J. Fleck will not be coaching in Bloomington nor West Lafayette next year.
You think he'll get a more high-profile job?
I think he may be at Western Michigan next year.
He's going to stay?
I think he could stay one more year in Kalamazoo.
Hmm.
And what job do you want to go for if you're P.J. Fleck? Is he really going to be Oregon's new coach? Do you think Oregon is going to allow that?
I'd be surprised.
I would be shocked if that is the case. Scott Frost said he is not a candidate, by the way, for the Oregon job. He, at Central Florida, had some Oregon ties. But I guess, of course, Tom Herman said Saturday morning he was not going to be the coach of Texas. So take that with a grain of salt, I guess. Oregon and Houston, are those the two biggest jobs right now that are out there besides Indiana and Purdue? And do those really, you know.
LSU's filled.
LSU is filled. Texas is filled.
Mm-hmm.
Am I forgetting one? Alex can help me out if I'm forgetting one here.
Jerry K. Ask Investment Services, text line 319-366-1600. That's also our phone line. Alex Kunis on the other side of the glass. Joel and Muscatine. Could all Indiana football jobs be open, including Notre Dame?
Could.
Interesting.
That would be the plum of the three. That would be the one. I don't think P.J. Fleck is going there either. Can you see oars on the Notre Dame helmets?
Not quite.
Not quite. Not going to be happening.
I think I'd see wings before I saw oars.
I think you might be right.
Joel may be in Iowa City tonight.
He is going to be in Iowa City.
Yeah.
Alex is going to be in Iowa City tonight, as it will be high school basketball coming your way on KGYM 106.3 FM at 7:30. It will be the City High Little Hawks hosting Joel's Muscatine Muskies tonight. Joe Wieskamp, future Iowa Hawkeye, will be playing for Muscatine, and should be a good one tonight. That'll be on 106.3 FM. If you want to hear Monday Night Football, that'll be on 107.5 FM. Iowa State basketball tonight at 7 o'clock. Cyclones with a big game against the Bearcats of Cincinnati. Both teams come in with only one loss, and it was a good game last year in Cincinnati. Iowa State coming away with a close-fought win in that one. We'll see what will happen tonight in Ames.
Isn't the Purdue job the greater of two evils, or the lesser, however you want to look at it? I think it's a more attractive job, is it not? Purdue at least was relevant at one time in the Big Ten.
Right.
I realize that was before the expansion and whatnot, but I mean, in the 70s, 80s, Purdue had good football. But it's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while. Both schools are behind as far as facilities are concerned with the rest of the upper echelon of the Big Ten Conference. They're both basketball-first schools. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Purdue and Indiana, state of Indiana, like you said, is always going to be basketball-hungry. It's just going to be tough to win there. Just going to be tough to win there. Heppner was doing a good job, unfortunately, before his passing over in Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Tiller back in the day, late 90s, early 2000s. That was good football, was it not?
Yes, it was. That's pretty darn good quarterbacks going through there. One of them still, as Cajun Troy knows, throwing that pigskin around down in the Superdome for New Orleans with Drew Brees. 14 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. More in the world of sports. Mention Alan Lazard will make his decision tomorrow. The Iowa State wide receiver, over 1,000 yards this past year, his junior season. I would imagine Lazard's going to be, all Big 12 teams have not been released as of yet because they still have games coming up this weekend. And I got to think, though, that Alan Lazard is going to be probably a second teamer, I would imagine. There's some good receivers in the Big 10, or Big 12, I apologize. But he should be on one of those postseason teams. Sounds like he's going to be back, though.
Yeah, I think second team at the least.
You got D.D. Westbrook.
Right.
People like that. Pass hungry. So, we'll see. Tiger played today, Mark.
Played competitively, yeah.
Well, he had my round.
First time in 15 months anyone has seen a competitive round out of Tiger Woods. This is the Hero World Challenge being contested in the Bahamas.
First thing, it is not a bona fide PGA Tour event.
No, it is not. It's 18 of some of the world's best players, though. And Tiger and Zach Johnson got this year's exemptions. All these players had won at least one tournament last year. Tiger Woods started out ablaze. Twitter broke at one point, I think.
Yes, it did.
But Tiger was 4 under par through 8 holes and shot 33 on his front 9. And then came back with fashioned a 40 on the back 9 with 2 double bogeys in his last 2 holes.
Very Unash and Dukes-esque back 9.
I would
nine.
Say so, too. Zach Johnson really had an up-and-down round as well. I think a lot of rust being knocked off today by most of these players. Zach with 5 birdies, 5 bogeys, even par 72. Good news is he's tied for 12th. Bad news is there's only 18 players in this field. He played with your leader, J.B. Holmes, who shot 8 under par 64.
Everyone looked a little rusty today. Would you agree on that?
Except J.B. Holmes.
Except J.B. Holmes. A lot of these guys, and Henrik Stenson played pretty well in the tournament. But a lot of these guys, I know Patrick Reed played a couple times in tournaments that they paid him a gajillion dollars to come over in Southeast Asia or something like that. But he basically hasn't played since the Ryder Cup. Tiger did what I thought Tiger would do today. Come out, house of fire, and set the world ablaze. And then he hasn't played an 18-hole round, competitive round, in a long time. Mm-hmm. It got to him a little bit. I think he lost. He got a little tired out there.
What I did watch of it, I think the front nine, he looked very, very comfortable. His swing was not forced. He made some very good iron shots. His chipping, aside from one, was very good, I thought. And he made a couple 5 to 10 foot par putts that kept his round afloat. But then he got in trouble in the native areas off the tee. Shots off the tee landing in the native areas. Actually had to take an unplayable lie at one point, and it kind of unraveled on the back nine. So we shall see the next 3 rounds in what he can do. Seeing him back out there after 15 months off was interesting.
It was. It's a different Tiger, that's for sure. A lot of the same mannerisms, good and bad, still out there for Tiger. But, for golf, it's good. It's good.
Is Mark Ironside texting in?
Why is that?
Remember his Iowa State bowl joke yesterday? Ask Investment Services text line 2134. You think Alan Lazard will be wearing the Iowa State bowl T-shirt at his press conference? Come on.
No. Let's all get along. Let's all get... It was a joke.
Point about the Hero World Challenge 4007. A few players are trying out some new equipment at this time of year.
Of course. Tiger, one of them. Pretty much. Nike, of course, has gotten out of the golf game. We do have a Major League Baseball bargaining agreement now. Our long national nightmare of the All-Star game determining the home field is now gone. The terrible Bud Selig ruling is now by the boards.
Well, it is gone, and what took so long?
Yeah.
It's back to practicality, and the team with the best record will host the World Series, as it should be, as it always should have been. I don't understand why it took this long, and I often don't understand, and I've never been in a union, but I never understood why labor negotiations always, always, always go to the very, very last few hours or right up to the end.
Oh, you're trying to get your way. Each side.
They've known the deadline's going to be December 1 forever.
Trying to get your way up to
the sense of urgency in this, I guess.
To the last moment. But that was the big thing. If you want to tear it apart, you can go read about it on the internet. It's all over the place. But also no smokeless tobacco for new major leaguers.
Right. Current major leaguers grandfathered in.
They don't care about their health.
They owe a lot of sense to me, but yeah, the a lot of stuff there, luxury tax, which gets into a lot of minutia. But if you're very interested, you can certainly find what's going on there. 26-man rosters. So I think that passed, didn't it?
I would have to double check, but I believe so.
Yeah.
I would have to double check. All right, 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to John Cranton coming up next. We'll have a Bowling Night America recap from last night and the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. So a lot to get to here in the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Iowa State basketball coming up tonight. NFL football coming up tonight. High school basketball coming up tonight. We've got the whole gamut for you beginning at 7 o'clock. Stay tuned. John Cranton coming up next here on KGYM.
After he returned from overseas, on a night that might otherwise have been like any other 1940s night, he got down on one knee, looked up into her shining eyes, and placed the ring on her finger. She was one in the first generation of ladies to say yes to an engagement ring from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. That tradition hasn't changed. Decade upon decade, generation after generation, proposals from simple to elegant have featured engagement rings from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. The selection of diamonds and mountings is one of the largest in the area, and the expertise of the Dickens family has steadied the nerves of more than one young man. Stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Once a year, it's here at the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore. Josh Orthel, this is the perfect sale.
Everyone listening who's shopping pre-owned, get more, get it now. Final days of our grand reopening, final days of clear the lot year-end pricing. Just two words, save thousands.
Save thousands, that's what a year-end sale is all about.
Start with our special purchase of 2015 Nissan Versas. 12 to choose from, starting from $99.95. We added that extra acre of inventory and it's covered up. 50 vehicles priced under $5,000. Used trucks from $79.88 and incredible 1.9% used car financing.
You can shop over 2,000 vehicles through Saturday nights at the Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets.
Don't let bad credit keep you away. Nobody works harder to approve your credit.
Save thousands. Everyone drives.
Through Saturday night, New Year's Eve, I promise happy holidays for everyone.
Now at the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets. Log on McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
3:23, back with you here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Rob Howe's going to join us tomorrow. We're going to talk Hawkeye athletics with Rob. His speculation on where the Hawkeye Bowl destination will be and men's basketball as well. We'll do that coming up tomorrow. You were doing research?
A little Department of Corrections. The 26-man is not part of this five-year CBA.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what, well, obviously one side was going for. So there you go. There's your give and take.
Yeah.
Right there. So no 26th player, I guess, as far as the roster.
A lot of Thursday afternoon give and take with our next guest.
That's right. John Cranton set to join us from Jim Fye Sports in Las Vegas. You can follow Jim on Twitter at Jim Fye Sports. By the way, hey, John, did you see this? This was the big stat today. I found this very interesting. In Vegas, one of the books that already has odds out for the Masters for next year had Tiger Woods before he teed off today at 40-1 to win. After the front nine, it dropped to 25-1.
I mean, somebody wagered on that?
And then he shot 40 on the backs. I don't know what it's up to currently, but it dropped from 40-1 to 25-1 in 2 hours.
All right. Well, those people are throwing their money away because he's been too broken down of late. But the odds actually should be much higher than that based on the way he played. No, I didn't see that, but that's not going to change.
John, let's flip a breakdown Thursday night college basketball and NFL action. We've got Iowa State and Cincinnati tonight. They played last year, and I think Iowa State's a slight favorite. Is that right?
Pretty good size favorite here. They opened 5, and they went to 7. And one coach said this week that Hilton Coliseum is just the toughest place to play in the nation because the stands are close to the court, and it can create this thunderous atmosphere at times. Can you guys attest to that?
Oh, yes. It is. It's a great venue. Great venue. Huge home court advantage.
Oh, boy, yeah. Well, they won 37 straight non-conference games. And, you know, if you're a fan of offense, Cincinnati's in town, and you're probably not a fan of Mark Cronin because he's a guy who just demands powerhouse defense all the time. It can be slow and boring at times, but it's a very good team here at 5-1. However, there are some problems. One is that they have a terrific player on the front court in Gary Clark, a great defensive player. However, he's got a sprained ankle and his day-to-day might not even play tonight. And they've been in favorite in every game until tonight, but did lose to a top 25 team in Rhode Island, 76-71. And this team has not been good in non-conference games, 4-9 against the Vegas number, and they haven't been good on the road, 1-4 against the spread. And it's just a tough matchup for them tonight against Iowa State and their four-guard attack led by Monte Morris. An Iowa State team that can just play any style. They're so good offensively, but don't overlook the defense. This is a top 8 team in the country in field goal shooting defense allowed, also top 10 in rebounding margin, and that's how I'm going to look at this game because Cincinnati, with their defensive style, they're 78-35 under the Las Vegas total, which is up to 141 here, and on the road it's 38-14 under the total, so there's really too much in Iowa State's favor for me to go against them, and I look for a defensive game. I'll go with the Cyclones 68-60.
All right, there you go. We've got football coming up tonight. Let's start with the NFL. Cowboys and the Vikings as Dallas with the NFL's best record. Of course, with the great offensive line, Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott. They go to Minnesota to face a very tough defense. Viking offense has been kind of spotty so far this year. Do the Vikings have a chance?
Well, the early number was 3.5 and went up to 4 as the public has loved the Dallas Cowboys all season being a public team. However, it's back down to 3 now, so there's been some movement both ways, but that's what we have for tonight's game. Dallas is just amazing here. 10 consecutive wins. The only loss was the opener by 1 point to the Giants. They really have it all. There's not a lot of weaknesses. You want to nitpick, all right, they're 31st in the NFL in pass defense after Washington got over 400 yards on them, but it's still a pretty solid team. And can the Vikings exploit that? Well, they just haven't had anything going of late. It's 1-5 run for the Vikings, both straight up and against the spread. Now behind the Detroit Lions, the offense is just terrible with this offensive line banged up. They can't run, they can't pass. Remember that famous clip of John McKay on the sidelines when he said, "We can't run, we can't pass, we can't score," and that's really what's going on. You got a Minnesota team that's down to their backup coach now because of Zimmer's eye injury problems. They're also on their second offensive coordinator, so just a lot of problems going on. And if you're going to play the best team in football, you're going to need a lot more than that. So I'm going to have to side with the cheap number here on the Dallas Cowboys. I'll go with Dallas 24-16 tonight.
We'll get to the Sunday NFL games, but it's conference championship Saturday, John. Let's look at this big matchup in the Big Ten, Wisconsin and Penn State.
Boy, what a great matchup here. A couple of 10-2 teams at Lucas Oil Stadium. We got Wisconsin, a small favorite here of 3. We got the total of 46.5. And you get this Wisconsin team that there's really no secrets, just like last year. Tremendous powerhouse defense and a limited offense. And even right now, they got a banged up quarterback in Alex Hornibrook, who's going to be questionable. But even so, you got a competent senior in Bart Houston who can step in, who's been decent, but it's a balanced offense that looks to control the ball on the ground with a powerhouse defense that is top 3 in the country in rushing and points allowed, just 13.7 points per game. Then you got this upstart Penn State team that has really been so impressive. I call them the super softs with the quarterback and Grace McSorley and the back one Barkley, the running back, and it's really a balanced offense and a pretty good defense too. Don't overlook the Penn State defense that ended up 30th in the nation in points allowed. Keep this in mind. This is at Lucas Oil Stadium, and Penn State plays their home games on grass, and they're 7-0-1 against the spread in Big Ten play. However, when they play on field turf like this, 3-10-2 against the spread. That's something to keep in mind. The way I look at it is a defensive game because Michigan, Wisconsin has stepped up 3 times this season. They lost to Michigan 14-7. They lost to Ohio State 30-23 in overtime. And don't forget that opener against LSU. 16-14 win. Not a lot of points in these games. Wisconsin, when they face winning teams, 9-3 under the total, low-scoring games, and Penn State has a below-the-radar defense. So I'm going to go with a defensive battle. Either team is capable of winning, but I'll go with a 23-20 final. Either team could win.
ACC will have this Saturday night on KGYM. Clemson playing for everything, going up against the Virginia Tech, that team that really should be loose going into this one. Clemson just needs to win. Anything short of that, obviously they're going to be out of the Final Four as far as the college football playoff is concerned. I don't think they need style points, but I don't know. What do you think?
No, that's a very good point, Scott. The pressure is really all on Clemson here, sitting in the top four. And Clemson opened 9.5 up to 10 with a total of 58. And, you know, Clemson is the known commodity here, and that's one reason they're such a double-digit favorite here, nearly winning the national title last year. But the team did take a bit of a step back a little bit, particularly on defense, as they lost some key guys to the NFL. Look at their step-up game. They were a 9-point favorite against Auburn, won the game by 6 points. They played Louisville and won the game as an underdog, but gave up 36 points. And then they had their recent game against Pitt, where they were a big favorite and gave up 43 points and lost. So I have some question marks about this Clemson defense, which is not as dominant as a year ago. And they're also 1-4 against the spread when they face winning teams. And here you get Virginia Tech, which is the lesser-known commodity. That's because they had a new coach here in Justin Fuente, who's been terrific. And he brought in a spread attack with Gerard Evans, a former JC quarterback who just does everything well. He's a great runner and passer. 26 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's been just a great fit for their new look on offense. And don't forget the defense. Bud Foster's defense, always good under Frank Beamer, and they've been great this year. And I'm in top 20 in the country in points allowed and yards. And also Virginia Tech is third in the nation in third down defense, just 26.8. So this is, I see it as a relatively evenly matched game. I'm not going to back Clemson as such a big favorite here. I'll go out on a limb a little bit. I'll say Virginia Tech wins the game 31-30 to really shake up the bowl committee.
John, there's a handful of games in the NFL on Sunday where one team has to go to the other coast. And I want to ask you about one of those games, the Raiders and the Bills. The Bills go to Oakland. First of all, before you analyze that game, is that factor worth a couple points either way?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Even if a team is playing like 3 games in 4 weeks on the road, worth maybe 1 or 2 points or 3 points if the team has a bad road record. And in this case, Buffalo's getting a lot of respect here, too. The number's only 3 on a terrific Oakland Raider team. And Buffalo will be playing its third road game in 4 games, a 3,000-mile road trip. And it's not an explosive Buffalo offense. It's a good ball control defense, ball control offense, and a very good defense. However, there's some things I don't like about it. It's a team that before this nice run, they were on a 2-3 straight-up run. Actually, that's what they're on now, just 2-3 the last 5 games. Long road trip. And look what happens when they step up against good teams on the road. They scored 16 points at the Patriots. They scored 7 points at Baltimore, and they scored 16 against Cincinnati in their last road game. Now, they did win 2 of those 3 games, but this is a different type of team they're playing here, an explosive, balanced Oakland team that they're not just playing for a playoff berth here. They're playing for the number one seed in the AFC. That's how terrific they have been. They played 2 of the last 3 games at home. This will be the 2nd of those. And Derek Carr is just for real. 22 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, so many weapons to go to. Even their defense has played pretty well. Not dominant in stat-wise, but they're very good at ball hawking and getting turnovers. So as far as situationally, it's just not a good spot for Buffalo. I can see Oakland getting up maybe 13-0 or something, and that forces Buffalo to pass more, which simply isn't their game. So I think it's a really bad matchup and a difficult situational spot. So I know Oakland's only 3 here, but I think they win this game convincingly 34-20. And keep in mind the Raiders 33-16 over the total. A lot of high scoring games with them.
John Krant joining us 3:34 Thursday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Happy December to everybody out there. The Chiefs coming off the doinked overtime winner by Cairo Santos go to Atlanta in the Georgia Dome now to take on the NFC South leading Atlanta Falcons. I said if the Chiefs got one out of these two, I would be happy. Now I'm going to be greedy and go for 2.
Okay. When that ball hit the upright, did you fall out of your chair?
2 minutes before that, I was rooting for a tie.
That would be, the 3rd this week in the NFL. Well, Kansas City is a 3.5-point underdog here with a high total, and this team has it all despite some injuries down the stretch. However, what a difficult situational spot for a team that's been banged up of late. And it's a tough game because look at the last couple of games. They played a tough game against what is now a surging Tampa Bay team that they lost at home. And then last week's game, a division rival going into overtime, pulling off the big win on the road. And an overtime game yet. Now you have to go on the road again. So a really difficult situation that stacks up for them. And I wonder, do they have the weapons to hang with an explosive team? Well, we know Andy Reid likes ball control and defense. But boy, this game is indoors. It's a potential track meet, which really doesn't suit the Kansas City personnel. And this Oakland team, I mean, this Atlanta team just is devastating offensively, particularly at home. Look what the Falcons do in these home games. They scored 33, 38, 30, 48, and 24 points at home. So this is a game where Kansas City, with their great secondary, can contain the Falcons passing a game and keep it low scoring and close. However, because of the situation, the road travel, that's not how I'm going to look at it. I think it's a great situational spot here for Atlanta. I'll go with maybe a 30-23 final, but a very difficult spot for KC.
Two teams' combined record of 3-20 get together at Soldier Field, John. But when you're betting, you know, a great game and a clunker like this, it doesn't matter. You got to weigh both sides. Is this the spot the Bears get off the schneid?
No. However, the odds makers are making the Bears a favorite here, despite the train wreck here for both teams. They're up to 1.5-point favorite, and there is a case to be made, actually, for the 49ers, because both teams have weaknesses everywhere, but the one thing the Niners can do, they're actually pretty good at rushing the football, fourth in the NFL, and Colin Kaepernick, for all the grief the guy's taken, you know, he's not an elite quarterback, but he's had a decent year, 10 touchdowns and 3 picks, and of course he can beat you with his legs. Bears, just nothing is going right down for their third-string quarterbacks. The defense has struggled. And here's the way I look at this one. The Bears have been favored 3 times this season. 3-point favorite against the Eagles, lost 29-14. 2-point favorite against Jacksonville, lost at home. And then 2.5-point favorite at Tampa Bay, they lost 36-10. The Bears are 10-24 against the Vegas number at home. I'm going to have to go with 49ers winning the game straight up 27-17, and I apologize, everyone.
No worries.
Broke his heart. Before we get you free play, this one a much better game. The New York Giants, they have been red hot as of late, taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I believe that one in Pittsburgh. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, the money's moved quite a bit on this one. The public loves high-scoring teams. They love the Steelers from 4-6 now, but this Giant team... They've won 6 in a row. They've covered 5 of those. They're playing exceptional football here, as is Eli Manning. And who wants to face this passing attack? Odell Beckham, Sterling Shepard, and Victor Cruz. So this is a very good team. And they're the only team in the NFL to beat the Dallas Cowboys. Here they are, a significant road underdog here. And then you got a wacky Steelers team that barely has a winning record, but they've been maddeningly inconsistent. And that's because the young secondary can be exploited, 23rd against the pass. So, 6-point favorite on the Steelers? Again, no way. I think it's going to be a close one either way. 24-23 in a very close game. And, hey, the Giants could actually be capable of winning this one.
Scott and John, I'm wondering if Tiger took the over on himself today. The Vegas number was 72.5. He double bogeyed 2 out of his last 3 holes and shot 73. Another reason there's a lot of big...
Another reason. The Bears 49ers matchup was a tough one.
Oh, boy. It's a reason there's a lot of big buildings in Vegas, right, John?
That's right.
Free play, John, and tell us a little bit more about Jim Feist.
Sure, go the Dallas Cowboys in a one-sided game tonight. Jim was on a terrific run in college hoops of 20-4, plus 14-6-1 with his NFL game of the year. It does go this Sunday. He's think about one game. It's not available anywhere in the world. It's not online. However, it's available with a Thursday special, $99. You play right through Christmas Day at 866-546-9467 or just go to jimfeist.com.
All right. Sounds good. We will talk to you next week, John. Have a great weekend.
Sounds good. Enjoy the games, guys.
John Krant joining us from Las Vegas, Jim Feist Sports here on KGYM. Quick break. We'll have a Bowling Night in America recap for you when we return after this here on KGYM.
The relentless pursuit of perfection, the commitment to precision and accuracy, the quest for constant innovation. For over 160 years, Tissot has always delivered by providing Swiss quality and reliability. To shop from a premier selection of Tissot men's and women's stylish watches, visit Pembridge Jeweler. Give a gift with meaning, the gift of time, with a Tissot watch wrapped in a Benny Bear, exclusively from Benbridge. To find the perfect Tissot timepiece, visit your local Benbridge Jeweler or shop online at benbridge.com.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only. November 25th through December 4th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Motor oil is a simple concept, but some oil brands are overcomplicating things. Like adding deposit shields or injecting titanium in it? Sounds like a titanic load of BS to me. But we at Quaker State put motor oil in our motor oil. It works hard, protects your engine, and keeps it running for a long time. Quaker State. Nothing complicated, just damn good oil. Head over to Advance Auto Parts for great deals on Quaker State.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Ah, yes, our home away from home. Bowling Night in America. It was a Wednesday last night. That means week 13 of the Evergreen League at May City Bowl, located on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Was it successful?
I think it took me like four takes to say Globe Bowling. Did it not? At any rate.
Took us one to say maturely.
I spit it out anyway. Yeah. After the first game, we were summarily crushed by Capriotti's by 160-some pins. But Rusty Nails, resilient as ever, came back and got the last two games by 25 pins or less, I think it was. And ended up eking out a 2-2 split in points with Capriotti's. So all in all, not a bad night. Rusty Nails, 30-22. Third place in the Mature Evergreen League.
You can't let that go, can you?
Nope.
Mature League.
Marcus Smith's at it again. Farmers Insurance, 279 high game, 784 high series. Ethan Noble, who bowled against us, really had it going as well, 269, 753. I wanted to bring you an update, a follow-up on Dustin Bennett of the Pin Pals, who bowled a 300 game last week, but with respect to Dustin, I will not. You can go to leaguesecretary.com and check it out if you really, really want to, but yeah, there's ups and there's downs.
That was a down.
When you're in a mature league.
That is true. That is true. You know, there wasn't, in his defense, there weren't a lot of great scores last night.
No, there were three 700s. I mentioned Mitts and Noble, and I think Mike Robinson had one as well, albeit with an illegal... I'd say illegal. He told me how he this contraption on his right wrist. He kind of cobbled it together, but he had a 700. It's not illegal.
Doesn't mean it's illegal.
No, I'll poke Mike a little bit. So
like racing, you're not cheating. You're not trying. No, just kidding. Just kidding. By the way, the announcement for the change in the NASCAR whatever it is this week Cup will be coming in about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
if you're all interested.
Anyway, thanks to May City Bowl this week and always. 362-0136 if you have a question about open bowling, company outings, parties, league, open bowling, pro shop open in there as well, going strong. Or you can visit the website, MayCityBowlCR.com.
Big, big showdown next week for us.
Is it? I never look ahead.
Yes. The two second-place teams go out next week. So, yeah. We'll be looking forward to that coming up next Wednesday
start
night.
Start of our surge or the beginning of our fall? One of the two.
Speaking of surges and falls, Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 will be coming up next after I tell you about the fact that the KGYM folks have partnered up with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or fundraising event coming up, we want to help get that word out. Please submit your information to KGYM before the event. If selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. Go to KGYM Radio, click on Community MVP to get things started. We will take a break, come back, assemble the panel, and look at championship weekend in the world of college football. We'll pick the games right after this. You're listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Clean clogged injectors and increase fuel efficiency with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Iowa's Bull Bound. Go with Destinations Unlimited. Once the official announcement is made, transportation, hotel rooms, and tickets will go fast. Book directly through the website, duagency.com, or call on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at 393-1359. Follow the Hawkeyes with Destinations Unlimited, duagency.com.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
It's a huge early season NBC Girls Basketball Showdown this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Steve Dozier and me Friday at 7:30 on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number 5 Iowa City High takes on Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Both teams are off to 1-0 starts for the year and in the NBC, and last year's game was a classic, and this one promises to be as well. That's Girls NBC Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 5, Iowa City High at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Friday at 7:30 on KGYM.
Hawkeye, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
We rejoin you at 3:46, Thursday edition of the Gym Class coming your way. Mark, couple things. Kevin Wilson, if you joined us late, has been fired as the Indiana football coach due to off-the-field issues, that being treatment of players the way it sounds, forcing players perhaps to come back before injuries have been taken care of, and a little bit more on that.
Yeah, Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star reporting that defensive coordinator Tom Allen is likely to be the replacement for Kevin Wilson, and Doyle himself wouldn't be surprised if this is permanent and not on an interim basis.
Will coach the bowl game for the Indiana Hoosiers.
Allen was at South Florida previously.
Yeah. I know somebody on Twitter went down a long list of assistant coaches. The Bobby Stoops coaching tree is not working out quite as well as,
why do you have to go there?
Say, the Hayden Fry coaching tree did, well, of which Stoops was obviously a part of. Not gone well so far as the Oklahoma coaches concerned.
Reminder of our poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Which Big Ten football job is more appealing, Indiana or Purdue? We got a couple baseball guys just walked into the studio, and since we had the CBA agreement, Todd and Tyler. Todd, we got a text. If the Cubs would have had home field advantage for the World Series, they would have lost.
I don't know if you can play that game.
Just be happy.
Obviously, Kyle Schwarber would have only been in the lineup for 3 games.
That's a great point.
Instead of 4.
Yeah.
But you also don't know how the early games would have gone starting at Wrigley Field as opposed to Progressive Field. So you just can't play that game.
I think the Cubs played a little bit tighter at home, don't you think, in retrospect, or not?
A little bit, but I think it's difficult to say because you don't know how it would affect
the series
from game one all the way through game seven. So I understand, it's something for people to think about, and I think Cub fans are thinking, man, they could have had game seven at Wrigley. How awesome would it? Well, maybe if the series starts there, it doesn't get to 7 games.
Right.
I mean, who knows? But I agree with the decision. I can't believe that it lasted 14, 17 years, however long it was.
Our long national nightmare.
Did it take for the Cubs to win the World Series for it to get changed?
No, I think it was going to happen one way or the other. But it is a footnote in history, the last team to be affected by it. Our long national nightmare on the APC is not over.
You guys caught up three.
We're trying to close the gap a little bit after last week. Thanks to no help of mine, because I was terrible last week, but
terrible.
Sean and Tyler had good weeks. So it is the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 here. A $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's is on the line if you select the prognosticator who does the best job this week with Conference Championship Week. We know how important these games are to the College Football Playoff Committee. Let's see how important they are to the panel.
Took Tyler Ryder 13 weeks to get on the board. Congratulations,
yeah,
Tyler.
Yeah, thanks for that, Mark. I appreciate it. So heartfelt with those comments you just made.
A little bit a little bit put off there.
Nah, I'm just going to have to win it 2 weeks in a row now.
Okay. Game one.
Do we have Sean?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We do.
I just want to make sure before we move. This is not a conference championship game, but it is Bedlam. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma, this game in Norman with the Sooners, an 11-point favorite, Tyler Ryder.
11-point favorite, Norman. Pokes versus the Sooners. 11, man. Can Okie State stay with them? You know what?
Clearly he's put a ton of research into this.
Yeah, why? So I can make a comment and everybody be like, come on, Balbinot.
Who?
Why?
What the hell? Just give me Stoops in this game. He's been good to me this year.
Oh, man. We bring in Sean, the proprietor at Carl and Ernie's and at Coach's Corner as well. Sean, how are you on this Thursday?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Sean, you got a big old picture of Bob Stoops on the wall there at Coach's Corner with the rest of Hayden Fry's coaching staff. Are you going to roll with the Sooners here?
I really like Bobby Stoops, but for some reason in this game, Oklahoma State always seems to pull an upset. I actually like Oklahoma State to win.
Oh, to win. Not only to cover, but to win. I'm with Sean here in this one. I have rode the last two big rivalry games to a win here in the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. I'm going to try to make it 3-for-3. Give me Oklahoma State. Way too many points for a rivalry game.
Big game, Bobby strikes again. Cowpokes.
I agree with Mark and Sean and Scott. I think that Mike Gundy does such a good job in these games getting his guys ready, even when his team isn't quite as good as Oklahoma, which is this year. Mason Rudolph and the Pokes win the game. I agree with Sean.
And he's a man.
I hope the mail service is better on Tyler's Island than it is at his apartment, but I'm going to go with Oklahoma State in this game as well, leaving him as the only person to take Oklahoma as an 11-point favorite.
I'm sorry, what fun fact of the week? I've 3-0 my last three Island games. Got it. Good.
Let's head to Ford Field in Detroit for the MAC championship game featuring the Ohio Bobcats, and I'd like to say our Western Michigan Broncos.
Yeah.
Coached, at least for the moment, by P.J. Fleck. They are a 19-point favorite over Ohio. Sean.
I'm going to take Ohio. Sounds like a lot of points.
Gentlemen, there is no way possible that I can go against my team, my adopted team, and my adopted coach, row the boat, Western Michigan.
Our next analysis by Alex Kuhn, he can attest to this. What happened when Tom Herman rumors were swirling last week as Houston met Memphis? Fleck rumors swirling? Give me Ohio.
Crazy.
I agree that this is a lot of points. I think that Western Michigan wins the game pretty handily, I'll say by 17 points. So give me Ohio.
Guys of little faith.
All your oars in the water, Todd?
All of my oars are in the water. I think I agree with everything that you guys said, but I can't in good conscience pick against P.J. Fleck.
Yeah.
Hashtag RT. T.
There's not big buildings in my neighborhood, Todd. Okay.
There's a great story that P.J. Fleck wrote on the Players' Tribune. I don't know if you read that story or not, but he tells about going into the locker room a couple years ago, and he gave a 10-word speech at halftime. He just asked his players when they were going to stop, or if they were ever going to get tired of being mediocre, and he turned around and walked out. I like the guy. He's going to have a very nice job somewhere. Tyler,
are you rowing the Atlantic
boat? Are you rowing the boat? Or are you whatever the Bobcats do?
I got three letters for you. N-E-P. I like the Broncos.
Welcome aboard.
That's not enough points for anybody who's just joining the program. Tyler has created his own frame of reference for the contest.
It hashtag N-E-P.
I'd like to note that the Western hashtag Michigan W-I-N. Selections have been noted with hashtag RTB on the official Carl and Ernie's pick six spreadsheet here. How about the SEC title game, Florida getting 24 points against Alabama? Scott, roll tide.
I love Alabama, but they're in. They're in the playoff. They're going to win this game, and that's too many points. Florida will keep somewhat close. A couple touchdowns, 17 right in there. So I'm going to have to take the Gators.
It's a defensive game, 24-3 Alabama.
Like
Florida.
That, yeah.
Everything in my conscience is telling me to take Alabama. I saw Florida last week. They looked horrible. But last year, I keep remembering in this exact same situation, I took Alabama, and they didn't cover. So give me Florida. I'm not going to get burned twice in a row.
Like an elephant over
there. It's a good thing that I don't have a conscience. Give me Alabama.
Mr. SEC shaking his head at our picks.
No, it's not that. It's just 31. I'm with you, Duker. 31-10. That's a blowout. But the Gators still cover. Whatever. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Cover your ears, anybody listening on the KGYM radio app. Go Gators! Go Gators!
Is that how they sound?
They sound something like that.
Okay. Ed Orgeron cheering on the Gators. I don't know what that was. Sean, Florida or Alabama?
We haven't seen that real big upset this year, guys. I'm going to take Florida, and I'm going to pick them to beat Alabama.
Oh!
Wasn't there one in Iowa City a couple weeks ago?
Todd and the Crimsonettes are on an island.
Time to lay off the coach's sauce, Sean. But we move on to, I think, the
Which, by the way, is good.
It's terrific. I'm going to move on to the Pac-12 championship game, which I think is going to be really interesting. Colorado and Washington. The Huskies are a 7.5-point favorite, Mark Dukes.
Colorado to win.
Ooh, that'll throw things into an uproar.
Hashtag the rise is real. Give me the Buffs.
I'm going.
There's another hashtag?
I'm going with Colorado as well. The hook. You got to like the hook.
I like the hook.
Yeah, why the hell not? Give me Ralphie.
Why not? See, it's like YOLO. Colo. That's how I'm, you only live once.
Hope Colo.
Sean, Colorado or Washington?
I'm going to take Washington here. I think they'll actually win pretty big.
Or as folks in Washington would say, Washington. Scott Unash.
I think the Huskies, they have too much to play for. I like Colorado's story. I like them coming back, but I'm going to take Washington.
You're going to get done in by the hook. I'm just letting you know
right now. I probably will.
ACC championship game, Virginia Tech getting 10 points against Clemson. Alex Kuhn.
One day.
I have a great feeling that I'm going to be on an island here, and I'm sure that you all know which way I'm going. Give me Virginia Tech.
I appreciate the fact that you said y'all there. I'm going to go with Clemson here.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, he's going to make this a you're going to be seeing a lot of film when it comes to his NFL combine and draft stack when it comes to this game. I like Clemson big.
Sean, Tigers or the Hokies?
I'm all about upset. I'm going with Virginia Tech.
They need to have a big win. Clemson, I will take the Tigers.
I'm trusting our man John Cran who expects a close game. VT.
The split there.
Just don't trust him on most of the pronunciations for either of the players or coaches. We'll wrap up with the Big Ten championship game.
That's
in
Todd Brumell
Indianapolis.
Camp there.
Penn State and Wisconsin, the Badgers, a 2.5-point favorite. And our tiebreaker this week will be total points scored in the Big Ten championship game. I have said this all along. I think Wisconsin will win the game. And for the tiebreaker, go ahead and give me a, what was the gross, Mark? 144?
Yes.
Go ahead and give me 44 plus 3, 47.
What?
I like to keep you on your toes.
It's that DeWitt math, I guess.
I like to keep you on your toes.
Nicely done. Tyler.
You know what? For some reason, I keep saying to take Penn State in the points because I feel like this game's going to be similar to last year's game between Michigan State and Iowa. I've said it all week, but now the more and more I hear you guys and the more and more I actually read up on this game, Wisconsin, I think, wins this contest. First, I'll give you the points first. I'll say 41. You know what? I'll stay with my gut on this one. I said no matter who was the dog, I was going to take them in the points, so give me Penn State.
Sean's up. Sean, Wisconsin or Penn State?
This just sounds like a boring game for some reason. Give me 37, and give me Penn State.
Got Penn State in there. First of all, give me, I'm going to stick with my what I wrote down for the total points scored, which is also how much you can probably get a 50-yard line seat for, 38. Give me Wisconsin, too much defense.
I think so, too. One team that can contain Barkley is Wisconsin, team of the year, and I'm going to go 30 points.
Ooh. Wade down.
I've gone back and forth on this game. I guess I'll go with the better offense. Penn State wins, and I'll say 45, and I look at the sheet right now, and I'm either going to go 6-0, or I'm going to have to be buying lunch next week. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you're already in the queue. Someone's in the queue. Oh, it's Sean. Sean owes us lunch.
Sean's already
still.
Bought my lunch, but he owes the rest of you guys lunch.
And do we have anybody else that's
nope,
in the
that's
queue?
It. That's
okay.
It.
So we'll get things figured out here. We need six callers, though. 319-366-1600. Again, the phone number 319-366-1600. And we'll take six callers. You pick one of us. If we did the best job in selecting games, you're going to win a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub. Sean, the APC will see you tomorrow for the KGYM road trip at the Coach's Corner.
Sounds great, guys, and I want to see everybody at Coach's Corner tonight. Big football game, half-price wings, and $2 cup night. So see everybody tonight, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
And speaking of that big football game, Thursday night, Cowboys-Vikings, we've got it here on 107.5 FM. We're going to be talking with Matt Venzel from the Minneapolis Star Tribune at 6:35 tonight, getting everybody ready for that contest.
Indiana loses or fires their football coach, Kevin Wilson. And more on that coming up.
We will go to the Big Ten Network at 6 o'clock tonight. That's when the news conference is expected to get underway in Bloomington.
There you go. All right. APC coming your way next. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 with more of the gym class. Don't forget, Iowa State basketball at 7 o'clock tonight. The Cowboys and the Vikings on 107.5. And then it'll be City High and Muscatine at 7:30 on 106.3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.